Arya Schomburg.
Good morning. A few weeks ago, we spoke here about Mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Yisachar Zvulun. This is a part one. This is a part two. I'm not sure if all the same people that were here last time are here today. I can see one or two faces, which I do recognize. So let's make a small recap, and then we'll go further, right? So we were focusing on the halacha in Yeridea, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Siman Reish Mem Vov. Kol Ish Yisroel, Sif Aleph, Mechaba says, Kol Ish Yisroel Chayev B'Talmud Torah, Bein Onir, Bein Asher, Bein Sholem Begufei, Bein Bal Yisurim. Thank you. Bein Bochu, Bein Zoken, Godl, Afilu Oni Amchazal Apsochim, Afilu Balish Abonim, Chayev Likvoya Loizman, Lesalmud Torah, Bayoim Uva Lailo. Shenema Vegiso Boy, Yoim Uva Lailo. Right? That's what we spoke about last time. Can you all hear? Oh, so you're making funny faces. You okay? Okay. So, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah that says Vegisa Boyom Velayla, which applies to every single person. Right? That was the first half of the sif. So we tried to be mevara, b'siyata d'shmaya. What are the gedorim? Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, we all know, we're all brought up from day one. There's a big mitzvah to learn Torah the whole time. But it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. We want to know the parameters of the Mishnah, the gdorim of the mitzvah. So we explained that it comes from a parsha in Shema, the first parsha, where it says, V'shinantom levanecho, v'livnei vanecho, v'dibartobom, that a person should be talking. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam wants that we should be dovek to him, and we're dovek to him through learning Torah. We explain that the ikar mitzvah of limud Torah is the transmission of the Torah from father to son, from son to father. It's a continuation of matan Torah, which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Torah at Har Sinai. And when every time we're learning Torah, every time that we are taught Torah, then we are connecting, we are continuing that Maimad Har Sinai, continuing the Matan Torah. Then we said that there was another chelik of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, b'shinantom sheyu mechudodim b'ficho, that we have to earn the Torah, we have to acquire the Torah ourselves. Not only do we have to be a mekabel of the Torah, not only do we have to be mekabel Torah from our father and from previous generations and be a link in the chain, but we have to actually internalize, we have to acquire the Torah. Shiyu mechudodim beficho, that anybody who asks us a question anywhere in the Torah, we should be able to answer it straight away. And that is a simon, that's a characteristic of somebody who the Torah belongs to him, that he's able to off-pat give an answer. And then we said that in order for us to get this level, v'shinantom l'choira, that would require everybody to be learning continuously the whole time. Torah is very, very big. Rechava min hayom, arucha meretz midah, rechava min hayom. So one would have to be continuously learning, learning, learning. So where would we ever get the ability to earn panosa and things like that? Right? So we referred to a gemara, machlekes b'shmol and b'shem b'yichoy and Shabbos, which says that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai actually says that a person should be completely immersed in Torah. Rabbi Shmuel says, but how are you going to earn Parnassah? But at the end of the day, they have the Mishnah in Ovis that even though we're mechuyev to do what we can, we have to do what we can, as much as we can. And then we brought from the Achronim that, well, we work for a Gemara Menachos, that the minimum requirement of considering to be learning the whole time is tomid. What we learn from the tomid, that you can put the lechem upon him in the morning, take it off in the morning, and put it back on in the afternoon, and it will still be considered tamid, because tamid doesn't have to mean constant. Tamid means regular. A person is doing something regularly. So you're doing something regularly, so that is in the morning and in the afternoon. Now, or the morning or the evening. So that's what it says in the halacha over here, that a person is mechuyev to be likvel his man l'tal m'teri b'yom v'layla, sh'nem l'v'gisa b'yom v'layla. Besides that, there's hilchas bittel Torah. A person can't be mevatel Torah, right? In order, how do we get around this balance? Where do we work out the balance between the kvius, where you have to do b'yom v'layla, and then on the other side of the coin, anything which is too much not learning Torah is called bittel Torah. What's the balance? So we brought from the Sameach, Rabbi Chanan, that the minimum requirement of mitzvahs Talmud Torah is this kviyas of ayoyim balaylo. Anything more than that, it depends. If the person himself, according to his nature, according to his personal requirement, according to circumstances, he has to do something else, then that will not be considered bittel Torah, because the extra above the tmidus of the kviyas of the yoim and the lailo is dependent on your personal circumstance. We said that there was another pshat. I just will mention very briefly that there's a machloikis achronim and longdish machloikis whether your personal circumstances patter, they, what's the word in English for patter? They exempt you from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or the mitzvah of Talmud Torah only starts if you have no other personal circumstances, right? So the Sameach and Rabbi Chanan, they take on that if I don't have anything, other needs, pressing needs that I need to do, that's when I need to start learning Torah, as long as I get the minimum amount I need to do, and anything else depends. If I have pressing needs, then there's no chiv to limud, and if there isn't, then I am. He wants to take on, like, the other way around. Really, a person's mechuyev to learn the whole time. If you have other pressing needs or other requirements, then that exempts you from the chiyuv limud, as long as you have already been mekayim your kviyas in the morning and the evening. Now, as you said, this thing about learning in the morning and the evening, the loshen in Shulchan Aruch is paskint in Orach Chaim, and Sim kuf nun hei, that this has to be bekviyas, right? Kuf nun hei sif aleph, ach ashi yotzen beis gnezes, yeilich lebeis medesh, ve yikva eis lilmoid, betzorich shoyse eis ye kovua. That time that he sets aside for learning must be set. Even if he feels that he can do a very big deal at that time, but if that comes at clashes with his learning time, then he has to keep it fixed. The reason is because, as we said before, what's the point of learning? The point of learning is that we should become connected, dovik to Hashem, connected to the Torah, right? And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that somebody who learns as it comes to him, whenever he fancies, he doesn't have a fixed time, is similar to a person who does not, well, he's living with a woman when he's not married to her, meaning that there's no commitment. When you're committed to a marriage, even if you are not there the whole time, but as long as there's certain minimum requirements, minimum commitments, that's considered a marriage and you joined, you connected. A person who can have the same amount of time spent with a woman, but he's not committed to her, and just because he fancies, then he's not connected to her at all. And the Torah is something which we're connected to. That's what Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So this minimum shir of boiker ve'erev, shpaskin to shulchan aruch, sayin yoredei, and sayin orchaim, that it's a kvius, it has to be kavua. So now, the question is, what happens if somebody can't learn? So Shulchan Aruch addresses this point, the Ramav. Af mi she'en yodei lilmoid, even somebody who doesn't know how to learn, yeilech lebeis hamedrash, should sit in the beis hamedrash, eschah alicha beyodei, o yikva loimokim ve'ilmid mat. Perhaps there's two types of people, somebody who knows how to learn a little bit, and somebody who doesn't know how to learn at all. So somebody who knows how to learn a little bit, then he should go to shul, go to the place where they're learning, and he should try to sit, listen to them, try to hop onto a conversation. Shmuras, pick up an English book, whatever, and there you'll be yotzei yochiv like that. Somebody who doesn't know how to learn at all, at least he should go to the Beis HaMadrash, and he'll have schar halicha beyodei. So, those people who come every single day to Torah away, and they're regular members, and this is part of the Kviya Sittim, so we should know that every time you come before, you can be mechav, yomekayim, a mitzvah of a gisa boyoyim and volaylo, because this is a Kviya, it goes every single day, and if you don't manage to get this year, you're supposed to catch it up in the evening, and whatever, everyone who goes to Daf Yomi Shia, anyone who has a kviyas, which is, now the kviyas doesn't have to be a major thing, could be one halacha, two halachas, one mishnah. In the olden days, the straight after Shachris, there was a mishnayas shia, by Minchamarav, there was a nochamal mishnayas shia. These were, because kviyas itim la Torah, in order to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Agisa Yom Balayla. So now, so even somebody who doesn't know how to learn, he sits in the Smedrish, got Schar Alicha, that's Shteit Noor Chaim. In your day, the Shulchan Aruch brings another Eitzah for somebody who doesn't know how to learn. Zot the Shulchan Aruch HaZoi. Mi she'i efshe loy lilmoid, mipnei she'enu yideh klal lilmoid, oi mipnei atir des she'esh loy, yasbik lacher maloy. Right? Somebody who doesn't, is not able to learn, for whatever reason, and he's not able to be mekayim this mitzvah, even in the minimum shia, again, the minimum shia with the Ramal Paskins that you can be mechavan in Kirish Mashachis and Arviz, that you can be mechavan for Mitzvah Talmud Torah there, and you're yotze that way. Hagam, that we very, 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 what's the word, b'di'evid, very b'di'evid, we want to rely on this, but b'di'evid, you are yotze that. But the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Ramal, Shulchan Aruch says, Mi she'ir shalei limud b'nei she'en yedeh, klal limud b'nei she'en yedeh, yasbik l'achirim shalei. He should start, he should support other people who learn. Okay, now, this business of supporting other people to learn, let's clarify before we start. There's Do'a Hilchis, we're talking about in Reish Mem Vov, right? Do'a Hilchis Stoker, a bit before, in Yeridea, where the person gives tzedakah and the Shulchan Aruch sets out what are the priorities to give tzedakah to, and the, in Hilchas tzedakah, to give to a Talmud Chochem is a very high priority in Hilchas tzedakah. But that is in Hilchas tzedakah. This Sif, Reish Mem Vav, is Hilchas Talmud Torah. If in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Talmud Torah, he says, now, me she yes le lume ne shen yedel klal me ne tush yes le yasbik la khairim aloyim din. That means that we're talking about a din in Hilchas Talmud Torah, right? The chiyuvim of a person every day to learn Torah, and he finds it impossible for him to do, for either he can't learn or he's just so, so busy, then he should be masbik la khairim shalom din, not mitam hilchas stoker, that's not stoker dike din, doesn't necessarily come from his ma'isa money, perhaps he can, but it's not a vort that we're saying in Hilchas Stoke Yemachuyev to be machzik Talmidei Chachomim. We're saying mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah. You have a chiyuv to learn. If you have a chiyuv to learn and you can't do it any other way, then you can pay somebody, you should pay somebody else to allow him to learn, and that somehow you get your mitzvah of chiyuv Talmud Torah with that. Now the question is, what does that mean? Why, if I've got a chiyuv to learn l'chayra, I have to, it's a mitzvah shebegufa, it's a mitzvah which me, myself, I have to do. How does that help for me to give somebody else money, or to be masbik, to enable him to learn, to be yotzei machiyuv Talmud Torah? This is before we come to any Yisachar Zvulun. We haven't yet mentioned the word Yisachar Zvulun. Taiching Shulchan Aruch.
Does the wording in Shulchan Aruch, Mishena Yodea,
yeah,
does it add anything on after that? Because Ena Yodea is not that. It means he's not got the ability to learn, not, you know, the mental ability, or
he's never learned Arabic,
but
whatever, yeah.
Because he's doing other things.
That's so she says two things. Shulchan Aruch says, Mi she'ev, number one, Mi she'en yedeh klal lilmoid, where even though for him it would be a mile for him to go into the Beis Medrash just to sit there for Schar Alicha, but for him to actually have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that he doesn't know how to learn, so how is he going to get an Eitzah? How is he going to get Talmud Torah? Oy mipnei atirdas she'esh lo. It could be there's one day he's got tirdas which are, I don't know, he's atzola, I don't know what, and he's the whole day out, ambulances and stuff, Rahman al-Islam, for everybody. But Lamaisi, he's got a lot of tirdas, right? So that day he wasn't able to learn, or maybe there's a certain tkufa he's not able to learn. So that the Shulchan Aruch says that it says yasbik la'achirim shalom din. So we're asking a question: how will the support of somebody else learning enable him to be mekayim his own mitzvah? So there's a vote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, is brought down in Kol HaTorah. I think it's mashma in others as well, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two parts. We were talking about the part of the fact that everybody has to learn and acquire the Torah for himself. That's one part. The other part, from Gusa Psukim, that there's an inyan that Torah should become nisrabe bo'olam. There should be Torah in the world, should be nisrabe, should be increased, it should be spread out, there should be a lot of Torah in the world. So every Talmud Chacham when he's learning, besides the fact that, or every person when he's learning, besides the fact that he's acquiring his own Torah, he's also creating an awareness of Torah, he's bringing out Torah into the world, right? So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you can't learn yourself, if you enable others to learn, then you can have a part in the decimation of Torah. That's called the spreading out of Torah. The ribut, whatever the word is, right? The spreading out of Torah. The ribut Torah bo'olam. And therefore, you can get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that way. That's why it says in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's the Shechayv Kol Adam Talmud Torah. One of the ways of you being able to be yotzer the Talmud Torah, if you cannot learn yourself, is by supporting somebody else to learn. Now that doesn't mean we're not talking about Yisachar's womb, we're not talking about you getting the schar, we're talking about you being yotzer, having a chelik in this other mitzvah, the second part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But now, that's the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. The Ramah comes with what it says in the Tur, and this goes over into the sugya of Yisachar's Vilna. So zok de Remo, a few extra words, v'techoshiv loy ke'ilu loy made ba'atzmoy. That means, if I support somebody else, this fellow, he's supporting another person to learn, that will be considered as if he learned himself. Till now we said that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah which not necessarily we consider you learned yourself, but you're helping the Torah to be nisrabe bo'olam. Now is saying that the support of somebody else will be considered as if you yourself learned. So the question is, what are we talking about? How is it possible for me to go? Imagine there's a Rav Chubas or Haigon, that somebody was in shul, I can't remember the exact case what it was, he did a mitzvah, and there was another guy who wanted to buy the mitzvah off him. Rav Haigon said, it's a complete shtus, there's no such thing of buying mitzvahs, you can't buy somebody else's mitzvah, right? And pay money and get your mitzvah. The mitzvahs don't have monetary value to be able to buy them with money, right? Can you buy the schar? You can't. How can you buy the schar? So, firstly, if you can, the story that you heard that people sell schar and they got punished by it, that they lost the whole schar. Because if you sell your schar, that means that you think that all your schar is, you know, in some other religions they think that Olam Habo is I don't know what, right? This is Zoinus and I don't know what, yeah? If you think that your whole schar is just a bit of money, and you sell it for that, then you can lose your schar, then you're not taka worthy of schar because you don't even understand the first thing about schar, right? It's not, schar doesn't have a monetary value. We do find that people have share in the schar, well, susi by Yisachar's will, and that's going to work. How's it going to work? But first of all, we have to establish, we're not talking about a trade. I'm coming to you, please, and I'm going to strike a deal with you. You know what? Give me for a discount. You know, today the Torah is on sale. 50% offer. You give me half price, I'll give you the whole Torah. That is awesome. It's a bizoyan atoira, it goes in the positive Dvar Hashem Bozo. You can't do that. So what exactly is going on? Huh?
No, the story was before the Esther was happening. In the midst of knowing there was no schar for it because the person gave him the Esther.
Yeah, but there he was doing it.
He was doing a mitzvah purely for the pure mitzvah and nothing else.
Yeah, because there... Yeah, Rechanami, that was because the other... Okay, you know, as I said, you're right, because... Okay, huh?
He made the deal beforehand.
And you see, the Gemara says that's in Yisachar's Vilna, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Kind of mitzvah with no ulterior motive, purely for the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know whether that was a proper deal that he actually gave his chayav. That was hargosha, that he was even muchen to do it for that. He was even muchen to do it for that. Actually, now that he says, I think there are some shittas that hold if you can actually sell it. But the Rav Haigon Zicha says there's no such thing as selling. Ben Yisachar Zvulun is definitely not something about selling either. We'll soon see. But Pashtus, you can't just trade up mitzvahs, right? There was the most of the stories are that the person came afterwards to the tzaddik and he gave him a punishment. He says, you're not getting back your schar until this, that, the other. He had to do something. But the goal in the pshat is he was muchen to give it away. Don't know whether it means he actually sold it. So now, the question is like this. Okay, we'll see. Okay. Generally, there's no trading of mitzvahs. Those sheir haigon also. You'll have to examine each story. It could be there are some rishonim that hold, some poskim that hold that there is possible such a thing. But as a principle, definitely as a regular item of marketable with value, mitzvahs are not something which you sell and buy. Right? Here's halach and shulchan aruch. I can go and make a support somebody, and it will be considered as if I learned myself. We're going to see, we're not talking about something which he's buying Torah off. As you said, it has to be done beforehand, and we'll see.
You might sell in those sort of seldom mitzvahs and which Christians are going ladies, right?
Like with all that. They're not selling. They're then the schus to get the mitzvah. They're not selling the actual mitzvah. Yeah.
He didn't have selling the mitzvah for better kafayas.
Yeah, you're not selling. You're giving a donation to Berek Bias, and as a return for that, I'll give you the thing. But you're not actually buying the mitzvah. You can't, the mitzvah one day in Aliyah can go for £2, the next day it goes for £50. Well, what's the value? It's not. It's just question how much a person was willing to donate to Berek Bias for that mitzvah. Okay, so. Huh? Right. Oh, so let's come to Yisachar Zvulun. Where is Yisachar Zvulun? Yeah. We're going to get there if we have time. And maybe we'll have to. Okay, we're going to have to make number. Maybe we might have to make a number three. We have to make a number three. Well, let's see. Now. Okay, so what's this all about? First of all, let's see where it comes from. What is this Makor of Yisachar Zvulun? Maybe as a shtikel akdome, a little vort that I'm thinking, I haven't seen it anywhere, but it's a very interesting idea. Maybe it says somewhere, likely that it would say somewhere, right? In the Shvatim in Klal Yisrael, we know that we have 12 Shvatim. Which one was the Me'ula Sheba Shvatim? Soon we're going to say the Avodah Yom Kippur, Levi, right? And Levi was Avodah HaKodesh, right? The Rambam says, the end of Shmita V'Yovel, that Shevet Levi, so Levi was supported by Hashem. He didn't have a Nachla in Klal Yisrael, and we have to support him by giving him Maestris, by giving him Latnas Kuhune, right? Well, the Rambam says that Loi Shevet Levi Bulvad is Zoicha to this. Elokol Ish Yisrael, who wants to put himself into the matzah of Shevet Levi, can be Zoicha to Hashem U Nachalos, right? So we have Shevet Levi, that is the Oren, that's the Kodesh Kodshim of Klal Yisrael, that's the focal point. We have tkufas in our life where we're Shevet Levi, right? We go through yeshiva, perhaps we go through koilel. That's where we're being oisik in the avodah of Shevet Levi. Afterwards, we start being oisik in other avodahs, right? Now, in the agreement of Yisachar Zvulun, so the classic learner is classified as Yisachar, right? What's the difference between Yisachar and a Levi? Why are we not making an agreement between Shimon and Levi? Or Zvulun and Levi? Why is Yisachar and Zvulun? Right? So, an interesting observation. How was Yisachar born? With the whole story with the Dedoim, right? So, Reuven came along with Dedoim. Levi had already had 4 Shvatim, and Reuven came along with Dedoim. She wanted to have some more Shvatim. She had the taiva to have more Shvatim. Reuven came along with Dedoim, which would be a skula, which was a refuah, for her to be able to have some more Shvatim. Came along Rachel, and she says, Rachel's got no children yet, so she says, please can I have some Dedoim? And Leah says, what do you mean? You're taking away my husband. So Rachel says, okay, so now you can go to Yaakov tonight, and you give me the Dedoim. And the Gemara says, and the Pasuk says that because of that, they had a schar. She had a schar. She had Yisachar, and she also had Zvulun. Chaim had two extra shvatim because of that. Now it seems that the whole metzias of Yisachar comes about through striking a deal with somebody else. It comes with schar. It comes through, right? So Yisachar and Zvulun, which were both the result of this going out to Yaakov, were through a deal with Rachel. Seems that Yisachar and Zvulun, these are the shvatim which are able to create new Torah. Create Yisachar himself didn't necessarily, naturally, have to go and be a learner, right? Yisachar, they had, in their chelik in Klal Yisrael, they had a chelik like any other shevet, they had diamonds there, they had glass, they had things that they could trade. But what happened was, Zvulun came to him, and Zvulun says, do you know what, let's make a deal, me and you. I'll do your trade, and you do my Torah, and we're going to share together. This is a new musig which was created between Yisachar and Zvulun, right? So now, it comes that the Zvulans are the ones who start off this thing. And it could be that sometimes Yisachar comes along and say that, you know, I'm looking for somebody to support me. But it seems that it was the Zvulun who initiated the whole process. The whole process of being Yisachar is initiated by somebody else saying, okay, come, I'll help you. And that's why we're able to make this new connection. So now, let's see where Chazal and how Chazal shtel avek this mitzvah, this Indian of Yisachar Zvulun. By the way, just as an aside, I looked up this morning, and Sir Chaim Kanievsky says that the whole parsha he brings from, the whole parsha of the Doim took place in parsha in Chodesh Sivan, right? And he brings that this maisa of Yaakov going to Leah and this whole conception of Yisachar took place on Vav Sivan, which is the day of Matan Torah. So it's very interesting to see that there's a certain Matan Torah which is happening between Yisachar and Zvulun, which is a new Chiddush besides Shevet Levi. Okay, so now, there's a Medrash. I'll read out the Medrash. Medrash in Parshas Kedoshim. Now the Medrash brings three psukim. In the future, Hashem is going to make chuppas and tzeil for those people who do mitzvahs. We'll see what mitzvahs and next to those people who are doing Torah. We have three psukim. Chado, the first one. Ki betzeil achochma betzeil akesef. There's one psukim, one posuk. Betzeil achochma. In the shadow of Chochmah is the shadow of Kesef. Beis, Asher Enish Yasezois, and it finishes off, Uven Odom Yachazikbo. This is that again, Tungbach Zoke. Vehodein, and another posuk, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazikim Bo. Right? So three psukim which talk about Hachzok Satoirim. Then the Medrash brings two cases of people who are Machzik Torah. Shimon Achia Azariah, Omar Mishmoy, the beginning of Zvachim, we have a Mishnah which brings a memra from Shimon Achi Azariah. So the Medrash says, "Valoi Shimon hoya godol me'Azariah." Shimon was bigger than Azariah. So why are we describing Shimon as the brother of Azariah? Really, Azariah is the brother of Shimon. Hello, Alidesha Azariah osi b'frapati avenusin b'fivshul Shimon. Since Azariah was busy with business and he used to feed Shimon, fikachnikas aloch al Shmoy. Tchavosei. Another case, Lezvun Loma Smach Zulum Tisach Visocha Boyo Lecho, Palo Yisocha God Loyo Mizvulum. Hello, Alidesha Zvulum Mufarish Vishu Mishu Vizbabad, the one little bim Shilisocha Nuis and Israel Bamoloi, Fikach Nika Possical Shmoy Shanem, Asmach Zulum Tisach Visocha Boyo Lecho. So there's three psukim, and the Medrash brings two examples of somebody who are Machzik Torah, and it's considered as if it's his Torah. Reb Kiv Eiger, on Shulchan Aruch, he brings to have a look in Sefer Eish Dos. He brings it for something else, but there's a Sefer Eish Dos which explains this Medrash and the three psukim. What do we need the three psukim for? What are the differences between the three categories? So he says like this. There's three dargas in Achzokas HaTorah. The first darga is that you split equally all profits that you gain with one partner who splits equally all Torah with you. That's a darga of Yisachar Zvulun. There's a second darga, which is the darga of Shimon Achi Azariah. I don't know how he knows, but that's what he says. Shimon Achi Azariah, what happens was that this Azariah undertook to finance anything that Shimon, his brother, needed, right? It wasn't an agreement to split all the profits with all the Torah. He gave him whatever he needed, right? And those two dagas, what the Medrash brings, that's where you get the Maila of Halacha Nikras Al Shmo. You can either have it by splitting all profits, or you can have it by completely supporting another individual. And then you consider it as if you, the Halacha that he said, is as you said. Halacha Nikras Al Shmo. There's another daga which says that I'm going to be machzik Torah. Maybe machzik Torah means that I'm not making any agreement with the other person. I'm just giving you some money. I'm giving a person money to enable him to support Torah. And that's the third darga, which is on a lower level than the other two. And that's a pasuk from Eitz Chaim Ilim Achazim Po. Okay. So the difference between the first two is, he says, that in Hachzokas HaTorah, for example, it's not dependent, there's no agreement, there's no tenai. So even if I'm giving it to you after you've finished learning, that's not a problem. If I would want to make an agreement or a tenai with you, there's a Gemara in Soita, the Gemara says the difference between Shimon Achi Azariah and Hillel and Shavna. Hillel was, I think, the Tana Hillel, who was a very, very poor man, as we all know from the story of the woodchopper and everything, right? And he had a brother called Shavna who said to him, "Oh, Hillel, you become a big tzaddik, let me support you and you give me a chelik of your Torah." And the Gemara says, "No, you cannot do that because that's taka, the last bench of Hashim Dotten, no, boys of Uzala, im. I've already acquired the Torah is already mine, and I cannot go and sell the Torah." So the agreement to be able to become a partner with somebody like Shimon Achi Azariah or Yisachar Zvulun has to take place before. Okay, that's in Sefer Eishtos. So when we say over here, "V'tchoshiv lo kilu lo imed ba'atzmoi," there are more ads. Again, so we had the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Mi she'ir shal elil mevnei she'en yodei klal limedei natir d'shesh lo yasbik la'achirim halo imdim." That's when Mechaber stops there. We explain that that's a second chelik of limud Torah, of ribui Torah bo'olam. The Ramo came along and he added a few words, "V'tchoshiv lo kilu lo imed ba'atzmoi." So the Ramah seems to be adding on to the Shulchan Aruch that you get an extra level by supporting somebody else. Not only are you receiving, not only are you being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah within the second half, the second part of Limud Torah, of Ribui Torah Bo'olam, but it's as if you yourself have learned Torah. So obviously the Ramah must be seeming to refer to Shimon Achi Azariah or to Yisachar Zvulun, because otherwise it doesn't become yours.
Supporting someone who's exempt himself from learning Torah, because they're supporters after learning. You can't say that.
You can't say that. Always, yeah, you can't say that. Pashtus, you can't say that. Yeah. But the question is like this. He's talking about somebody who is impossible. He can't. He's got a lot of Torah, he can't. Yeah. So now, the question is like this. There's a mitzvah of achzokas haTorah. This mitzvah of achzokas haTorah that we see, yeah, we said in Hilchas Talmud Torah, not in Hilchas Stoker, there's a separate mitzvah of mitzvahs Hachzokas HaTorah, which is the third category, not Shimon Achi Azariah, not Yisachar Zvulun, which the Shulchan Aruch says will be enough for me to be yotze the second half of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah can be yotze with Hachzokas Torah. It won't be considered Torah Sheli, it won't be Halacha Al Shmoi, but it is a mitzvah of Hachzokas Torah. Where does that come from? That comes from a pasuk of a boy Sidbok, right? A boy Sidbok, which is, the Chazal say, how can you be dovik to Hashem? Hashem is eish oichlo. So it means you've got to be machzik tam trachomim, or you've got to be lachta bidrachov. But the mitzvah of achzokas Torah is a mitzvah say that by being machzik Torah, then you are yoitze the mitzvah of vaisidbok, and you'll also be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But that is a mitzvah. Everybody has to be a vaisidbok, even somebody who learns. Even somebody who's a Talmud Chacham himself, Right? He's got a mitzvah to be dovik to Talmid Chachamim. He's got to be machzik Talmid Chachamim. Perhaps he doesn't have to support them all. He has to give money to be machzik Torah. Even a Talmid Chachamim himself, he's not going to come along and say, no, I'm potter because I'm a Talmid Chachamim, so therefore I don't. Voice Sidbok is negate. Mitzvahs I say to every single person, passing the Rambam, passing the Smart, right? Zog the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Oilam, that when the Rama said over here, he's not referring to just the minimum hachzokas haTorah that you're talking about, where somebody goes around and you give him £5, whatever it is, and there you're yotze mitzvah v'yisidbok. Perhaps there you'll also be yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if ef shalilmoid ba'atzmoy. But to get the mile of techoshiv loy ki'ilu lomad ba'atzmoy, zog dechavt chayim in shem oilam, that doesn't mean that you're giving a little bit. That means, I'll see you the loshen. Near the hosam akavon mechuyev lachzik har ba'atshiyale kol kach kmo im hoyo loymid ba'atzmoy. You have to give him an amount which will achor enable him to learn. Chore means you've got to give him the amount, at least of Shimon Achi Azariah, you've got to be able to give him the amount which will enable him to learn without any tirdus, then it will be Nikras al Shmoy as well. Just to give him £5, £10, whatever, it's a mitzvah v'achzok zatoire, but you don't get the mile of Techoshiv loy, kielu lomad la'atzmoy, right? And he brings it also to the Sefer from a Bitzchel Chon Spekter, which speaks about this. That's how they understand this remark. Okay, so far so good. Then the Rama adds in an extra stage. Now, Yochel Odom Lahastis Chavirish Hu Yasik Vatoyer Vahu Yamtile Parnosa. A person can go to his friend who is learning Torah and says, you learn Torah, I'm going to give you money. Avalim Kva Osik Vatoyer En Yochelim Kalei Chelke Vishul Mom Shiten Loi, whatever. So the Rama brings now the next case, which is besides Shimachizarov, he brings now this din of Yisachar Zvulun, and you look in the Shach, we kloim escha, teres chama, shirvich, ze ye ben shneim biyachat. This is the din of Yisachar Zvulun, which I can join together with somebody else's Torah, and he'll join together with my escha, and together we're going to earn both. Now, I can see that the clock's already reached 10:02. I'll ask you a kasha. We'll either have to carry on, or, well, we should really carry on another time. But the kash is like this. We've been learning now that there's two levels, right? There's Hachzokas HaTorah, and there's the Limud Torah himself, right? There's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara in Brochus, Gemara Sanhedrin, Kol anavim loy nisnabu, elo, lahasibito ila tamd chochem, lahasis prakmagdi in tamd chochem, lahanis tamd chochem in a chosov, right? All the Nevi'im, they, when it's nabe, what we see, the gewaldige Sachen, what the Hashem says, the schar that's going to happen, all these is referring to somebody who is machzik Torah. He's mahanatam tchochem bin echosov. He gives his daughter to marry a talmud tchochem, which is part of it. He does business for a talmud tchochem. He gives him money in order that the talmud tchochem should be able to learn. Avol talmud tchochem atzmoy, the Talmud Chochem himself, the Gemara says, "Ayin leiroso lekim zulosech." The tzchar of the Talmud Chochem is completely undescribable. If somebody's learning Torah himself, that is not even able to be touched upon in the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im can't even describe that. They can't talk that because we can't even understand it with our own eyes. So the question, Frank Rabbi Yitzchak Lechonon, Tziv, what's happening with this Yisachar Zvulun, and how does that stem with this Gemara? We just had the halacha. You can have Shimon Achi Azariah, you can have Yisachar Zvulun, that you machzik somebody in a very big way, in a way that he's fully supported, or you make a deal with him that he's a shutuf and he gets half of the schar. And the schar that we saw in the Shach, the schar will be shove b'shove. It's going to be equal. But we just said that the machzik Torah has a different level of schar than the loymed Torah. But all the Nevi'im, when it's now to Lehanas Tam, Lassus Pam, Akdil Tam, Chochum. So how does this stem with the din of Yisachar's womb? As though you fragged, I've been to
Kalkonon. It's two levels. There's two levels.
No.
One level is Schaf,
yeah.
And another level of Akar also, the person actually lives.
Now that doesn't work, no, because the whole deal of Yisachar's willing is that we said the Torah is coming about through you. I'm entitled to the same schar that you are because we're becoming partners.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa.
Well,
they're equal in Olam HaZeh.
No, that wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair, would it?
Yeah, he's a nasty lyric. Like I said, it's got no knowledge in Torah.
But he does. Well, you know the stories that the Rechaim Volozhin brings a story that Yossi was the stories. Rechaim Volozhin brings a story that he had a Talmud who he was had a very shver mishnah in Taurus or something, and he found it very very difficult to understand. And he was mitzvahing, and he fell asleep. And in a dream, a Talmud came to him, a Talmud who was in business, and he said, "You got shver this mishnah? I'll explain it to you." And he explained to the Mishnah. He says, "How do you know this Mishnah? What do you mean? You weren't there." Yeah, he says, "No, I supported the Talmud Rachamim. I came to Eirim Ha'emes. I know the Mishnah. Right? Here it is. I'm a Ma'aseh. Right?" So, the question is, how are we going to answer this? Right? I'll tell you two answers now. The rest we'll have to carry on another time if we're invited back. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't intend to draw it out, but that's the way, yeah? The answers are going to be Chanan. There's two answers, two approaches. One is, it depends. If I'm going to completely support him, like Shimon Achi Azariah or Yisachar Zvulun, then that's a different level. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about the third level of Machzik Talmidei Chachamim. I'm giving him a little bit. I'm giving him to be Machzikim. Then that's Taka, only the Nevi'im. But if you want to become a partner with him by being completely supporting him, then you and him are both Ayin L'Yiros. That's number one. Zogar Bitzchol Chonon, Chavetz Chaim in one place, I think. The Netziv has got another approach, and he says it depends. If I go to somebody, I make a t'nai with him, and he says, "I'm not just being Machzik Torah, I'm giving you a certain amount of money," and we'll see later, I mean, whatever, that the Chavetz, there has to be, there's a certain bottom limit, you can't just come with 10 pence and do that. We say, "I'm making a t'nai, this is the money, please learn the Sechus Taras for me." Right? Or whatever. I want to be a shooter with the Mesechus Taras. Here is £200, whatever it is, and you wouldn't be learning Mesechus Taras. So that's enabling you to learn, and you make the Tanai, then you also become a shooter with him on that level. If I just go to person and give him money without any conditions, then you're just a Machzik Torah. So those are the two approaches to, in order to cross the line between Machzik Torah and the levels of Yisachar Zvulun, you need either to completely hold him out, or you need to make a Tanai. What we need to finish off with is, what happens if a person wants to be Yisachar Zvulun and he cannot afford? Or what's the minimum? He can't afford to hold out somebody completely. Is there an Eitzah? And we need to also finish off to see with how it works. Do they actually lose? Do they share? Does Yisachar Zvulun share his thing? What type of tonight do I make? Can I use my money? All these types of things. And we have to share. If we get another opportunity, then we will discuss it then. I don't know.